from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're checking out a Chicano biennial, listening to an epic sax player, and facing a midlife crisis. My co-host, David Wiegand, has never faced a midlife crisis because you have a dog. I think that's it's a grounding thing, isn't
it? Yeah, there's something on the ground. But more importantly, 2016 is checking out, and I think that should be the theme of the show.
That's a real relief. And let's start, then, for a requiem for 2016, some funeral music, it turned out, for the composer who wrote it. That's Mozart's Requiem, sung by the Berklee Community Chorus and Orchestra, which is now finishing its 50th year, an amazing monument to this really Berklee organization. Mm-hmm. You know, how Berklee can you be? All volunteer, no auditions, a long waiting list for memberships, and a great conductor in Ming Luke.
Absolutely. And I mean, this piece of music, obviously a lot of us feel very sad about 2016, and so Requiem might be, you know, appropriate in that case. But beyond that, it is also one of the greatest pieces of music ever written, and oddly uplifting regardless of its theme. I mean, it is just so beautiful. It is so exquisite and the culmination, in my mind, of all of Mozart's great ability.
The Berklee Community Chorus and Orchestra performs Requiems by Mozart and Cherubini. That's also quite beautiful. A week from today, that's January 6th through the 8th. A week from Sunday at Hertz Hall on the Cal Berklee campus. Admission is free, so it's a cheap thrill and lots of time to plan for that one. And in a year when we lost way too many great artists, the Roxy in San Francisco is doing a tribute to Carrie Fisher on Sunday. They're going to show Postcards from the Edge, based on Fisher's memoir and featuring her own screenplay. That's Sunday at the Roxy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're catching up a little late to this. MACLA is staging the 6th Chicano Biennial with some very fine work from U.S. Latino artists.
This really is an extraordinary range of artists. They're artists of various generations, various backgrounds, and really virtually every medium you could think of is represented here to show the breadth of Chicano culture in very visible artistic form.
The 6th Chicano Biennial continues at MACLA in San Jose through March the 12th. And here are some sounds that are not a test.
Precipitation. The messenger wayland the barbarians. Time
why admonish dream horses? The princess arose.
What hexagons octagons?
Stood at heroes, met baragons, and lost. Soterolizing late, the operation is clean in its way. A memory pumping disco stem or subsequent tissues jam. These halos are few. Why torch the Amazon? Swim in Orinoco.
Don't adjust your radio. That's Predictable Epiphanies by Kyle Bruckman, who's a local sound sculptor performing that piece and others at the San Francisco Tape Music Festival, which is really not about music so much. This is where you go to hear the most cutting-edge sound ideas or sound sculptures.
Well, you know, it's interesting cool you stuff. Say that, because as I've thought a lot about the Tape Music Festival over the years, and it really depends how you define music, and the definition of music includes, to my mind, making noise for particular purposes. And this festival, it's so perfect for the Bay Area because it really takes us to the very edge.
Yeah, this is on a magnificent surround sound system. The San Francisco Tape Music Festival starts a week from today and runs through a week from Sunday, January 8th, at the Victoria Theater in San Francisco. And tickets for the underemployed are just $10, so it's a cheap thrill. We're a society hooked on memoir, and few write them as well as Sandra Tsing Lo. She's a familiar voice on public radio and the author of The Mad Woman in the Volvo, which is a memoir. And she's adapted that book into a play at Berklee Rep. It's a tale of a midlife crisis, and there's a trip to Burning Man and rough bout of depression. But this is comedy, and Sandra Tsing Lo told me comes at a really poignant time for anyone troubled by the election or going through menopause.
There's a little bit of an overlay right now, honestly, which is the post-election time. And like the show is running in the darkness of winter, and we are lighting candles in the theater, in the sanctuary of the theater. And we're going to find joy, and we're going to outlast this time.
Well, even if you're not depressed about the election or going through menopause. I think she deals with a whole lot of issues. Everybody goes through a midlife crisis, and it's always something to think about, and in this case, something to speak about in a performance.
Yeah, The Mad Woman in the Volvo, written by and starring Sandra Sing Low, continues through January 15th at Berklee Repertory Theater. Something epic now. I've been wanting so much to feature this music on the Do List. That's L.A.'s Kamasi Washington from his colossal album, The Epic, three CDs.
Yeah.
And he really burst onto the music scene with that release. And this is a wonderful mashup of free jazz and jazz fusion and big band arrangements.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
I love the music. I love the fusion of it all. The energy is extraordinary. And that piece seems to be written sort of as an homage to Peanuts characters. I love the sensibility of that as well.
Yeah, some quotes from Vince Guaraldi. Kamasi Washington comes to San Francisco Jazz starting next Friday, January 6th, and continuing through Sunday, January 8th. The Friday and Saturday shows are nearly sold out, but there are two shows on Sunday with lots of tickets left. And we can't let the year end without a thanks to the amazing people who help us produce the show. Susie Rocho is our producer and director and first among equals, with help from Nina Thorson and Vinnie Tong, and Howard Gelman and Seal Muller and Jim Bennett are the engineers. They make us sound good. And thank you, David.
My pleasure, and you as well.
We post details on all the shows we've talked about and usually a few more as well at the Do List online at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.